necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this process. Of Superhuman Radio. I want to thank everybody for the outpouring of compliments, emails, posts on Facebook about the tribute show to Jack LaLanne yesterday. I'm glad everybody enjoyed that. I'm very, very happy. The outcome of the show was great. Dan Lilly is a living legend at 87 years old, and having him on the show was really a privilege in and of itself, never mind paying homage to Jack LaLanne. Thanks for all the compliments about yesterday's show. Okay, so today I've got a big show for you. First, we're going to talk about the book Ultimate You. We were supposed to have Dr. Brooke Pallett on with Joe Dardel. Joe Dardel, his name, you know, is one of the trainers to the stars on the East Coast. Recently was on Dr. Oz, in fact. Quite a celebrity in his own right. We're going to talk about that book, Ultimate You, but Dr. Pallett had an emergency this morning. And so she will not be on the show. We will probably re-interview her later for her portion of the information on the book. Later in the show, we have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on. And we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder. Is it real or is it made up? We're going to get to the bottom of it. And if it is real, what we can do about it. Our guest today is Joe Dardel. Joe is, like I said, a celebrity trainer recently on Dr. Oz. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? So how was that on Dr. Oz? Cool?
Yeah, it was good. I was actually the same with anti-aging, but anti-aging without going under the knife. And so I was in one of a panel of three experts, two other doctors and myself.
This is an interesting thing. Whenever they talk about anti-aging on mainstream media, they talk about the aesthetic side, what you look like. They usually talk about skin, quality of skin, changing your complexion. They always talk about the aesthetics, and you know what frustrates that, me about that, Joe? That the anti-aging movement has been painted with a paintbrush that guys like me at 52 who follow an anti-aging lifestyle want to look young so we can go after young girls. We don't know how to grow old, and the reality is the message in mainstream media is exactly the opposite of the message that's in the actual anti-aging community, which, in my opinion, is staving off age-related disease and not worrying about what your skin looks like.
Yeah, it just became like the show was brought in a dermatologist, which you're talking about, basically, the skin portion of it. They also brought in a female doctor, and she was talking from the hormonal aspect. And then I just kind of talked a little bit about strength training.
You really had more to do with anti-aging, physiological anti-aging, and then I'd say the doctor who talked about hormone in a second, but the other guy, the dermatologist, there's nothing about anti-aging there.
Ultimate body, right? No, I mean, honestly, if you really want know, were just applying some of the things they learned in it. I mean, not just us, you know, selection and the progression anybody can do. We were told that, you know, the first 12 weeks would have had to be done in-home. So, you know, that's always going to be a little bit limiting in terms of, you know, what you want to do, in a dream world. But in the last phase, I was allowed to utilize, a gym environment. And basically the concept of that was, you know, a lot of people are intimidated by gyms, so let's get them, slowly build them up so they have the confidence over the first 12 weeks, and then we basically, lean them into the gym.
Yeah, well, talk about gyms, because you actually, you have your own gym in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, I was just quite big performance, and we were very fortunate. We just got voted top number 3 gym, I think. Yeah, number 3 gym
in America. In America.
Yeah, so we've been on this almost for 2 years in a row now, along with some other really great facilities. We only do a special training. It's all on a one-on-one. The facility is about 10,000 square feet, and we train. Our company is pretty diversified. We have everybody from, your Wall Street CEOs to pregnant women. Right now, we have I'm watching one of our Olympians getting ready for London. He's a fencer named Ben Morehouse. We had a couple of MMA guys in here this morning.
Can you drop any celebrity names that train you, or do you have to?
This morning we have Ethan Hawke in here. We got about good celebrities coming through. We have 500 models coming through. So like I said, just a pretty diversified clientele. I think Matthew Broderick was in here.
Has Carl been off on Super Bowl Radio ever trained there?
Carl and I have trained here. He's the way to hang out in the middle of the country.
The reason I asked you about you and your gym, because you find that women, men, gender-specific differences in what they expect from a gym. You know, the whole curves phenomenon popped up. No mirrors, no men.
Yeah. The interesting thing about our place is that when people come here, they already kind of know about it. And they already kind of know what to expect, if that makes sense. They know they're going to come in, they know that it's going to be no-nonsense training. It's not a social scene. Every trainer is with every client is with a trainer. It's friendly, and it's not like a big social phenomenon going on. If people are out here, they're pushing powers, they're driving sleds, they're pulling ropes, they're, hoisting kettlebells, they're Olympic lifting. And so there's not a lot of time to, spend socializing on the training floor.
Okay. All right, so with that being the case, let's talk about the impetus. Why did you write this book, Ultimate You? We've got so many books out there nowadays trying to teach people how to get in shape. What was the real reason you did this book?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, I get most of what I've seen out there in the fitness and health world is a lot of Band-Aids. There's people trying to stop Band-Aids on the problem of fat loss and obesity and things like that. And unfortunately, a lot of people gravitate towards that, with a quick fix. And the thing is, the quick fix, as we know, it may work in the very short term, but it's never something that never long-lasting. So that's where you get this whole thing where people go to the gym, they lose some weight, and then all of a sudden, they stop training as hard. Something comes, some kind of life situation comes in. They get off the track. And now their body has sort of come back and even rebounded beyond, and they're worse off than when they were when they first started this diet and hormonal landscape and then also the nutritional landscape and how that affects the hormonal landscape and vice versa, and then the training landscape and how that will affect the hormonal landscape and vice versa.
Gotcha. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the four phases that the book professes. We're talking today with celebrity trainer and author Joe Dalbell, author of Ultimate You. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Journalism.com is a Howard Droll clone. Turnable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnable does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnable takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnable report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnable today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turnable to be added to the federal ban list. Turnable. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole centers on a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and where final supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
To win a set of Powerball quick change dumbbells within the European series. You go from 5 to 50 pounds, 5 to 50, 5-0 pounds in seconds for $349. Go to superunivator.com and click the Powerball arrow to enter to win. And we'll be announcing both December and January winner at the end of the month. My guest this hour is Joe Dalbell. Later in the show, we have Dr. Michael Smith on talking about seasonal affective disorder. Is it real? So, Joe, the book breaks things down into four phases. What are the four phases?
We call the phases basically. The first phase was a preparation phase, okay? And then the second phase was an accumulation phase. And the third phase was an intensification phase. And when we say intensification, and the way we used it more of an intensification effort as opposed to an intensification.
wrestling between Rhett and Seth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the final thing is we start with the open view, and that was just stepping things up another notch from there. The workouts are really designed to be more of a fat loss workout as opposed to, you know, a hypertrophy program. People definitely, were designed to maintain lean muscle mass and even build a little bit. It wasn't a program specifically to try to build a lot of muscle. It was definitely more about getting rid of fat.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about the preparation phase. What exactly would someone expect to learn from the preparation phase?
Well, I mean, in that phase, before that, we kind of tell them all the things that they need to do, how to lay out the kitchen, you know, getting all those things in order, how to get their home gym, set up, the things that they would need, that kind of stuff, just sort of getting them, ready and getting them into the right mindset. And then basically, they go into a basic strength training workout. We give them one workout. And they do that workout 3 days a week. And then they have energy system training. And we start them out basically with walking and incline walking. Because I'm a big believer in that mostly a lot of people need to be stronger and more fit to actually go out and start running.
Right.
As opposed to, starting them out and running.
They just because they can run that they should run.
Right, and also lack the joint strength.
They lack the supporting muscle strength to keep their joints from jangling around and causing damage to themselves. And a lot of times that's why people they get heroic and they go, I'm going to start working out. And they go outside and they run and they hurt their hip and they hurt their knee and they hurt their ankle. And they're like, I'm not doing this again.
Exactly. And basically, with the workout, it's total body. We kind of go from we pair them up with, we take them through a dynamic warm-up. We take them through a couple of activation drills. Just some of the things to get them properly ready for the workout. And then we take them through some work exercises that we go from the lower body to the upper body. And we're looking at more of a sort of muscular endurance-type training. Just to kind of get them acclimated to training.
Interesting. Let me ask you a question as an aside. I had this discussion with somebody the other day. If somebody has only 20 minutes a day to work out, only 20, I mean, they're a brain surgeon. They have so much on the plate. They literally can commit to 20 minutes a day. Should they be doing 20 minutes of cardio, regardless of whether it's slow or intense, or should they be doing 20 minutes of intense resistance exercise?
Exercises, and maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, you maybe compete.
mojo.
Yes. And also, it's like basically you're moving from like an accumulation type of phase to an intensification phase, back to an accumulation type phase. So the body is kind of, you know, it's kind of, it's going to get a good response because it's being exposed to a new type of intensity or in this case, from intensity to a density. And but without losing too much of the training effect from the previous phase.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now, let's go back to the book now. What is the accumulation phase all about in the book?
It's really about getting people to
something about Paul Arciero from Skidmore College was telling me on another radio show that I do that they just completed a study that was really focusing on whey protein, but as part of the study, they had people doing certain types of exercise modalities to stimulate fat loss, and they found that the greatest amount of aerobic conditioning and fat loss occurred when individuals did a sprint program where they did a high-intensity sprint either on an elliptical machine or a fan bike or something like that for 30 seconds all out, which actually they consider it sub-maximal because I think you said they really can't get to your max.
No, you can get to your max more probably in an all-out would be
10 seconds.
A lactic power would be like under 10 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 seconds or under. But they said 30 seconds, and then you rest for as long as you have to. And then you do that like 5, 6, 7 times. And he was saying that he said something, and I'm not a real scientific guy, he was talking about aerobic, I want to say enzymatic load or something like that. But and also some sort of threshold between the aerobic and anaerobic threshold occurs. And he was telling me about it. He's saying that that is probably the gold standard if you really want
to. Well, you can talk about 30 seconds of all out effort. You're really looking more in the anaerobic lactic power system for most people. When you start breaking it out into that 60 seconds and right around there, you're starting to get into more of the capacity of the system. So with that 30-second all-out sprint, the recovery time is definitely going to be longer than let's say, you know, doing 60 seconds of sprinting.
Really? So then you would think that would be the other way out. So in other words, what happens is once you get past that 30-second point, your body starts to depend more on the aerobic system and actually recovering in that last 30 seconds, sort of.
Yeah, you're hard to maintain the same intensity.
Gotcha.
So you're sort of like, let's say I went around 3 minutes,
The first 30 seconds would really be a blast, but then your body would slowly
And so, like running 100-meter sprints, and maybe, you know, maybe it takes somebody, you know, 10, 11, 12 seconds or 13 seconds, it might take them to recover back to the heart rate before they started, upwards of 20 to 30 times that.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the recovery of the muscular system. I'm looking at the recovery of the biochemical system as well as the the rest periods too much. And, you know, the best way to probably do it would be based on heart rate.
Right.
So that's very individual. So, like, with my MMA guys, you know, they'll do the work, but they'll be all out work efforts, and then, you know, in the zone that I want them in, and then as soon as they're recovered down to a certain heart rate, we go again. It's regardless of the time.
It's never going to go back to the resting baseline. So maybe they'll just go down to 90 beats a second, you're saying. Levels through the roof. Get lit up today at appnut.com. Protein is the
building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let know Carl say it's
Hey, Joe. Have you ever tried the first protein bar yet?
No, I
didn't get
the
Mike Miller. Oh, yeah, you
need
Mike Miller, huh?
Yeah,
great stuff. I got some too, yeah. Joe, go to my website, go to superrunning.com, put the best protein bar in there. I promise you, you will never, ever feel bad about eating a protein bar again.
Okay?
This is unbelievable. They use vanilla almond. The bar is made primarily of almonds. And they use whey and milk isolate, no sugar alcohol, no added sugar. I mean, really a great product. Really, you two flavors. I can't stop eating them. I'm not kidding around.
That's great.
I usually forget everybody to eat protein bars.
Yeah.
A lot more sugar in them than they really say it is.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about nutrition, we're talking about protein bars. What is the nutritional protocols that are espoused in the book?
Well, basically, the whole idea of the book, we talk about nutrition in the front of the book, but one of the things about that we did in the book is that in each phase, we come back and we have a nutritional aspect of that phase. So in the first thing, it's really about developing, you know, proper eating habits and you know, timing and things like that. And then in the second phase, Dr. Brooke goes into insulin and cortisol, and she goes into in-depth more about how to manage those two hormones. And also whether those two hormones could be out of whack and be one of the reasons why you're having a difficulty, like whether you're insulin resistance or you have very low morning cortisol and high evening cortisol, and then sort of ways to sort of help fix those things. So that's interesting. And then in the phase three, she goes in more into the lead hormones like estrogen and whether you're experiencing estrogen dominance or progesterone or low testosterone, and even at the growth hormone. And then the final phase, she goes over a lot about thyroid, and I think she even touched upon a little bit about neurotransmitters. So throughout the book, it's also teaching people how to fine-tune everything with the hormonal landscape, and basically trying to figure out what may be the underlying mechanism or what may be the band member of the hormone band member that might be playing out of sync with the rest of the band.
And that's why that's causing you maybe not to be able to reach your goals easily.
Yeah, you know, it's not saying that it's the only answer, but the fact is that there are a lot of people that maybe just they do the right things, they are exercising quite a bit, they are trying to eat well, and there are things that they just don't understand or don't know about that's impeding that. And that can happen. So we go over those things in the book pretty thoroughly. And the thing is, like we were talking about with the exercise phases, each phase builds off the previous one. So now when you get to phase three, we start to introduce sort of like mini circuits. So now we're increasing the density of the work even more. So now we're doing basically it would be a little body exercise, upper body exercise, and then maybe adding in some form of body weight sort of calisthenic movement.
Right.
And doing them in little sets of mini circuits. And again, so now we're increasing work density. And then in the final phase, we get them in the gym, hopefully. And we're doing more like total body circuit training. And I know that total body, you know, metabolic style training is super popular for fat loss. And, you know, I like it and I use it. What I find the biggest problem is that oftentimes trainers or people are introducing it or utilizing it too early in their training.
Really?
You know, they haven't built up enough of a strength loss.
to do it. They're just not ready for it.
Right. But, you know, they lack the strength or the stability or even the quality of the movement to even be performing these movements correctly. You know, and you got trainers going, okay, you can do 40 seconds of, squats. Well, the guy can't even do, eight squats properly, and now you're telling him to do as many as you can in 40 seconds.
Yeah, so his form is going to go out the window after the fifth squat, and then injury is going to come in around the 30-second
mark. Yeah, the thing is, if you want to get people moving, you want to get them working, you want to get them training, but you want to do that all correctly. You know, and sometimes, throwing a time set on it just starts to get people thinking about more about how many they can do and less about the quality of what they're doing. And, I use time sets, but, I look at the individual client and whether that individual client is ready to be moving, at that pace and trying to squeeze out, 30 reps in 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
I think that's
what, it needs to be very
individualized. Yeah. Absolutely. And so, in the fourth phase, the ultimate in phase, we have achieved, at that point in time, a level of condition, a level of strength, an understanding of their nutrition.
Yes. And that's how we've got people who have dropped, 12, 15, 16 pounds of body fat.
In what type of period of time are we talking about?
In like 12 weeks.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Yeah, that's from the beginning. That's not the actual body fat.
Right, right. We're in the sense that you're pure body fat. Right,
exactly.
And so the idea behind the book is not so much weight loss or fat loss exclusively, but more a corrective lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about teaching people how to achieve sort of permanent fat loss. Because during these phases, they're learning about they're achieving fat loss, but they're also learning about how to train correctly and how to eat properly to maintain that new body, that new body compositional change, that loss of body fat, that increase in lean muscle mass, that new sort of lifestyle of how to eat, what to eat, to control insulin and things like that, and controlling insulin throughout the day, and then post-workout, maybe just spiking insulin with the protein. And we also talk about there's a whole chapter dedicated to recovery and regeneration, which a lot of books don't even address, but we give a whole bunch of different techniques that they can be utilizing in order to...
Give me a couple examples.
Well, for instance, like Epsom salt bath. One of the cheapest things that you could possibly do at home, and you can go to Dwayne Reed and probably buy an Epsom salt for like $6-$7. You draw a lot back, you throw some Epsom salt in there, and through your skin, your body's going to be absorbing a bunch of magnesium in your commercials on your show. You're all the benefits of magnesium is tremendous.
Magnesium can actually reverse diabetes. Edema Indian. Magnesium supplementation completely reverses diabetes in genetically diabetic people. Magnesium is very underestimated and overlooked, and the problem is that we used to get a lot of magnesium in our vegetables, and we don't get it anymore because factory farming has leached all the good minerals out of the soil, and they only replace what they need to grow the vegetables. And you're right, and it's funny you should say that because I just recently started doing. I didn't even realize Epsom salt was magnesium. I didn't know that. And when I found that it was magnesium, I'm thinking, oh man, I'm just going to sit in the bath of magnesium once in a while and let my body absorb that. And interestingly enough, I stand to be corrected, but the molecular weight of magnesium is like 62 Dalton. Anything that is 400 Dalton or under can pass through the stratum corneum of the skin once the stratum corneum is disrupted. And guess what disrupts the stratum corneum really well? Soaking in water. That's why you get that prune-looking skin.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but anytime I've ever taken Epsom salt bath and go out there, I just look like a pill.
Dude, it's like volume. You don't take a hot Epsom salt bath. It's like I just want to get in bed and go to sleep.
We talked about sleep as a recovery thing and volume. The bottom line is if you're not sleeping well, it's going to be really hard to lose body fat. It's going to be really hard to gain strength.
Not sleeping well will make you insulin resistant in the coming days.
For example, you talk about the rowing, so just sort of like a 4 minute, you know, self massage basically. We talk about
when we come back, we'll talk about sauna, hot cold, hot cocktail showers. And also, what do people do when they get to the end of the book? Do you give them a
book? Yeah, we actually give them a couple
books. So like this, I think, last commercial break, if you want to get the book, they go to your website, right?
JoeDowell.com.
JoeDowell.com. It's a great book. Buy it for your wife or your girlfriend as a gift. For 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Cassie Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Cassie Eye Drops. The name says it all. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free on any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSurge 347 is here. Bovine Adamensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserums 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Adamensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. But you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, European series power blocks with GlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in, where I believe in Cansey eye drops. I've been using Cansey for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Cansey eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Cansey eye drops. The name says it all. Yeah, this one right here, that was out to all the babies, mamas.
Welcome back to Super Evil Radio. My guest this hour is Joe Dowdell. We're talking about the book. Ultimate year, we were supposed to have Dr. Brooke comment on, but she had an emergency right before the show. We will have her back on another time so she can talk about the hormonal aspect of the
year. She's great. Super smart. And I love her.
So you were talking about contrast showers. I went from the sauna to an ice cold shower, back to the sauna, back to ice cold shower.
People don't understand the mechanism of that, you know?
I understand the mechanism of that.
Yeah, but I don't know if a lot of people do, but it's really about the blood flow, like peripherally to the tissue and then back to the organ. And there's also a pumping mechanism for, I guess, the listeners. What it does is it starts to push the metabolic waste out of the body.
I'll tell you what it does. I mean, I've mentioned this before. My listeners probably get tired of certain things that I say over and over again. But there's a doctor, Robert Porter, who was trained and was a professor at the University of California at Los Angeles, who was in the medical division. And he was run out of the United States for curing pancreatic cancer. There's no lie. He was actually written up in Old Magazine and a couple of the really progressive magazines about 8 years ago. He was curing pancreatic cancer using hyperthermia therapy. And what hyperthermia therapy is basically a controlled effort to raise the body temperature a few degrees, sort of like what happens with fever. And the reason that he got hooked on this is there have been instances dating back to the early 1920s where someone was diagnosed with a tumor.
Right.
And then they got the flu. And they had like a raging 103 fever for 2 or 3 days in a row. And then got better and then went back to the doctor to talk about the tumor, and the tumor was gone. But some people start putting together this concept that raising the body temperature is not something that happens because you're sick. It happens because the body is trying to save you from being sick. And so Dr. Gorder has done a lot of research, and if he cures pancreatic cancer, he started out first back in the day by injecting people with bacteria that would raise their body temperature, but it was too difficult to control. Some people's body temperature went up to 106, others went up to 104. Or now he does it using near-infrared and far-infrared light. Which is basically like sauna. And helping the body, controlling the environment of the body, then gently raising the body temperature to a target and keeping it there. And cancers go away. So we had a long conversation about this. And I said to him, What happens in the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade when you raise body temperature? He goes, well, I've never actually studied it directly. He said, but I understand that when you run a fever and you're ill, those enzyme cascades in the presence of fever kick up very quickly because one of the ways the body purifies itself is through the enzymatic process. So what I say to people is this, that raising your body temperature even a degree a few times a week is a wonderful thing because it increases the enzymatic cascades in your body. And the enzymatic cascades is the future of anti-aging medicine. It's the last horizon that they haven't figured out yet how to control and what it does. But I predict in the years to come, the new thing is going to be whole-body enzyme therapy to keep people young. So the enzymatic cascade controls mitochondrial function. So anyway, the long and short of it is, when you sit in that sauna and get your body temperature up, you are kind of ramping up all the good things that happen in your body to help it heal and purify. Then when you jump in an ice-cold shower, you lower the body temperature down again because keeping the body temperature elevated for prolonged periods of time can actually promote inflammation. So it's almost like if you were able to take all the good from the process and strip out all the bad. And that's what it does when you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, it's funny. I love it, especially in the winter time. Like I'm in New York, it's freezing. And that was a big part of my post-workout recovery stuff. So, and then I know you mentioned something about wanting to know what we talked about.
Most books get people to a point, and then and they reach that their goal, and then it's like, okay, what do I do now?
So we kind of gave them two choices. You know, we gave them one if they reached their goal, right? We gave them a track to follow, and then we gave sort of the outline of what they can do, explain how they can kind of go back through and sort of design a workout based on the previous workouts, just by picking a few different movements from each phase and teaching them a little bit how to design a workout, which I don't think a lot of books do that.
No, most books get you to a point, and then they're like, okay, we're done with you.
And then we said if you're not quite there, and I mean we had we like a one
or resistance event, but you can use resistance exercises, obviously.
GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market
milligram per milligram. LGLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
There are two products that I believe in the way I believe in CanC eye drops. I've been using CanC for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanC eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanC eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking raw magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars are 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any of the protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner head to try them today. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSerum 347 is here. Bovine Natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioSerum 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm so sad. Why am I sad, Dr. Smith?
Are you taking that
wrong with you? No, I love that video, Dr. Smith. You know what? I've got to be honest with you. I don't like many doctors. It's well known. I rarely get a lot of physicians on the show. But you're just a really great guy who happens to have read all the same books that lots of physicians have read. But you're not pompous, and you like to educate people. That's a wonderful thing. Most doctors don't want to take the time to tell people even what's wrong with them, and you like to educate people. So I don't look at you as a doctor. I look at you more as a teacher. Just a bump, and we just, like everything else, we need to have some symbolic name for it.
Well, I don't, you know, well, let me start off by saying that I believe in what life extension believes. Absolutely, this is a real diagnosis. And I'm going to tell you a personal story about this with my sister, who moved from Texas to Pennsylvania, and but we'll get into that in a moment. But unfortunately, there is a, I guess what you call kind of like a diagnostic book that psychiatrists use. It's called the DSM-4.
But
have you ever heard the diagnostic statistical manual? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, and it's a scam. I did a show about it because that was created in Puerto Rico in a clandestine meeting because psychologists were not taken very seriously back in the day.
Yeah.
Most of them just ran institutions where crazy people lived. And they were like, you know, we need to be able to prescribe. Well, we have to create diseases first to prescribe.
Yeah, and that's sort of, yeah, so basically they have this huge manual that tells them how to you know, to be called depressed, or to get the diagnosis of major depression, you have to, like, you got to meet these criteria. They're like little checkpoints, basically, in this book. And unfortunately, seasonal affective disorder, which I think everybody calls SAD now, is considered not a true diagnosis. It's part of the depression diagnosis, and it's kind of like a subset, which is actually very unfortunate because there are a lot of people that just feel it's normal to be a little bit blue during the winter, which may be so in some cases, but we actually think that this is a real disorder that can actually be easily treated depending on whether you have a mild case or a severe case. So I'd love to get into that with you today, how we can approach this.
Yes, please. So it is a legitimate disorder.
Yeah.
And what are the symptoms of this disorder?
Well, it's really a spectrum of symptoms. You know, as the name implies, it's seasonal for most people, which means that, you know, it doesn't just mean it's winter time, which is kind of a myth out there. It can actually occur in any season, and all it means is that there's a certain season where somebody tends to get a mood disorder, where they tend to have a mood instability. The original doctor that actually coined this in 1985, his name was Norman Rosenthal, and he actually called it a dysthymic disorder, which is kind of like going between depression and a little anxious, you know, back and forth, kind of like a roller coaster ride. That's dysthymia, and that's kind of what he believes seasonal affective disorder is. And it can happen at any time during the year. It's just like some people are more affected in the summer, some people are more affected in the fall or winter. It tends to, for most people, occur during the winter mostly, and it's a spectrum of symptoms. On one end, you have people who just kind of feel low energy in the winter, all the way to the other end of the spectrum, which is absolute, real, major depression disorder. So it's a spectrum of symptoms from not feeling well, feeling blue, not sleeping well, irritability, even anxiety can fit into this. So it's really not depression, Carl. It's really mood instability is what this is. On the lower end of it, well, actually, there's a new name. Have you ever heard of it? It's subsyndromal seasonal affective disorder. Have you ever heard of that? That's like it on the very low end of the spectrum. You know, doctors are funny. We love to name things.
Yeah.
Right? We love to put names there because if we can't name it, it's not true. So we have to put a name to everything. So on the very low end of all this, where some people just don't have the energy like they normally do during the summer, that's called subsyndromal SAD. But on the other end, it's really, truly a depressive disorder. Interestingly enough, you can draw a line, and I actually found this fascinating. You know, there's the 35th parallel, right? And that, which kind of, if you look at the map of the United States, the 35th parallel, kind of, you know, picture Texas and picture Dallas, which is North Texas. You can draw a straight line from the East Coast to the West Coast through Dallas. Anything above that is above the 35th parallel. Below that, you're south of the 35th parallel. What we show is that there's a distinct increase in the incidence of seasonal affective disorder when you're above that 35th parallel.
Wow.
About 5% of the total population in the United States can suffer from SAD. We'll just say SAD from here on out. And that's usually during the winter. However, when you go above that 35th parallel, the incidence can go as high as 15, even 20%.
Wow.
It definitely has this this geographical type incidence connected to it.
So that means that our Canadian brethren probably suffer from it even to a greater degree. Like, I have friends who live in Calgary who have summer for a month and it's gone.
Well, we do. We have it, you know, unfortunately, we have it because a lot of psychiatrists don't believe, unfortunately, believe it's a true disorder. That's why in their manual that they follow, it's a subset of depression. Because of that, they haven't put a lot of research into cause and incidence and
Why? Because they have plenty of antidepressants. So if they make it a subset of depression, then they just treat it like depression.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that because the drugs don't work. I'm going to tell you exactly why the drugs don't work when it comes to seasonal affective disorder, because it's a different mechanism. It's not really about serotonin, which is what regular depression is about. It's more about melatonin, and we're going to talk about that.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get into it, and that's exactly why the drugs don't work, and I'll go through that with your listeners. But on the other hand, I want to also make this connection, because here's really what I was reading about this 35th parallel thing, and I was thinking to myself, where have I heard this 35th parallel before? Well, guess where? It has to do with vitamin D levels. When you're above the 35th parallel during the winter, you're not making any vitamin D. And we know the importance of vitamin D very much. Is there a connection there? Could this be a vitamin D deficiency type thing? Well, we can talk about that. We do know that if you give people vitamin D, the incidence of seasonal affective disorder, no matter where you are, decreases.
Wow.
So is there a link to something that's simple yet powerful as vitamin D? That's a possibility.
Source using the original study. BioSerm 347 is here.
bovine atelectasis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Rootless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine atelectasis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Rootless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any of the protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the DLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. This is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder. It's real. But what can we do about it? So, Dr. Smith, tell me about your sister. She moved from Texas to where?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. Harrisburg and Erie, Pennsylvania. You might as well just live under the rock.
Serotonin and the melatonin. Our vitamin D, by the way,
And so you arrange it to actually occur at dawn. In other words, you look at what your vehicle might look like where your sunrise is.
Yeah, and so you match it to that. In over 2 hours, the lights would come on.
So what you're doing is you're pandering to the super hazmat nuclei.
That's pretty good, Carl. And we actually, what was interesting is, now let me tell you something. The dog therapy helped a little bit. What ultimately helped her, because you remember, this is 5 years ago, is when she moved back to Dallas. When she moved back to Dallas, she came back underneath that 35th parallel, and she's never had an issue with this again. So that tells you that there's something to do that this has to do with low light, dim light in the winter. It has to do with your latitude based in a geographical region. And we also know that it has a major effect on your hormonal and neurotransmitter system in the brain. I saw that with all of her blood work. So what are some of the and I wish I would have known more about this. 5 years ago, nobody was talking about that. Right, and so I was kind of thinking myself, so I started looking a little bit into seasonal affective disorder for my sister. What we know, number one, is that it is a low light condition. That's that 35th parallel theory that we've been talking about. Interestingly enough, there's one country that actually, or one nation that, or one country that actually doesn't have this issue, and that's Iceland. Even though they're way up there,
really?
And that may be linked to the fact that they eat a lot of fatty fish that has a lot of vitamin D.
Oh.
So there may be something there. So my theory is that vitamin D does play a role here, simply based on Iceland, the exception to that 35th parallel. I do think serotonin, Carl, does play a little bit of a role here. I do think low serotonin probably maybe predisposes somebody to a seasonal affective disorder. But ultimately, what most of the research is now showing that it's not really the serotonin, it's the melatonin. We know that when there's low light, when you're above that 35th parallel during the winter, what happens, because you're in that low light, melatonin, as you know, is released basically in low light. So when you're above that 35th parallel, the angle of the sun is down. It's mostly cloudy and overcast, like my sister was experiencing in Pennsylvania, right? So you're essentially making tons of melatonin, way more than what you should, throughout the entire 24-hour period, four or five months.
In fact, the way the locomotive period is defined by the suprachiasmatic nuclei is that at sunup, when the sun rises, the full spectrum of sunlight stimulates the retina to secrete GABA, to tell the brain, stop making melatonin, it's time for us to get up and move around. That usually happens way before we even open our eyes. It's the light shining on our eyelids that actually stimulates this, and we live in artificial light to begin with, but then you take into account living in a climate where the sun doesn't even show up.
Yeah, we're going to get into that because I think GABA is a very important nutrient for anybody that suffers from seasonal affective disorder. But here's really what's interesting. So all of the research is showing that this is probably more of a hypermelatonin-type issue, not so much the serotonin issue. But, of course, what do psychiatrists, in their diagnostic statistical manual, they label seasonal affective disorder as a subset of what?
Depression.
So how do they treat seasonal affective disorder?
SSRIs,
Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Celexa. That's what those are doing. Those are increasing serotonin. So you think, okay, well, maybe that might help. Well, maybe it helps a little bit, but the issue is this. What does serotonin eventually become?
Melatonin.
So you are, in low light, stimulating melatonin production. You're increasing serotonin to make itself convert into the... So basically, you're flooding yourself with melatonin through low light. You're flooding yourself with melatonin through the serotonin system with the SSRIs. And guess what? The drugs don't work.
Has anyone tested midday melatonin levels in people with SAD?
Well, here's the problem, Carl. No. Because in order to, we can't get the financial backing to do that because the psychiatrists don't even think, honestly, it's a true disorder. They put it as a subset of depression. Mm-hmm. So it's not getting the attention. So they're like, well, it's just a form of depression. So in that case, we know it's low serotonin. So in that case, what do? We give them SSRIs.
Right.
So they tell them they've already solved the problem. Yet, when people go on SSRIs, my sister tried them for a while, if anything, it got worse.
Yeah, because now you have all of this available precursor to make more melatonin.
Right. There you go.
Okay, so when you think about the sunrise, sunset, came into gear, the problem corrected itself. But what does somebody who's stuck in Harrisburg do?
Well, that's the thing. So we do have, I think, you know, I put together a decent list of things that can really help. Maybe, Carl, we should do it this way. Let's break this up into mild cases and more severe cases.
Okay, you're in charge. I'm going to sit over the right. Go.
Let's do that, because if you remember, let me just back up and make sure everybody understands this, that sad is not necessarily just depression, right? Sad is more of a mood instability type picture, and that's why my sister, one day when she was having panic attacks, the next day she was totally depressed and crying. I mean, it was all over the place. Now, in most people, this mood instability, luckily, is mild. They are still able to function, but in some of the severe cases, it is truly like a severe mood disorder. They can't even get out of bed, and it really affects their work life, their quality of life. So first, let's focus on my sister, who was more of a mild case, and the things we can do for that, and then we'll look at some of the treatments for the more severe cases. So the first thing, number one, that I would do for mild cases is I would balance the neurotransmitters. Specifically, I would be focusing on the melatonin system. And as you said, Carl, GABA is on the top of this list, right?
Right.
We know that GABA shuts off that melatonin system,
right,
and that allows you to actually get up and be energized. That's why melatonin has that trough as the sun starts coming up, correct?
Right.
And GABA is a part of that system. So what I would suggest is increasing GABA.
Right. In the morning, boom.
Absolutely, because what you're doing is now you're shutting off what? Melatonin production.
Right.
That makes GABA alone is going to make such a major, major impact. Now, remember, we're talking about one of the mild cases, right?
Right.
It's a little bit different with the severe cases because they tend to have more neurotransmitters involved. There's other ones we have to be careful. We need to address in the more severe cases. But for the mild case, I'm going to go with GABA. You can do GABA straight. There are GABA products. But there's some questions about how stable GABA is, kind of in a capsule form. So you could do things like theanine from green tea. We know that has an influence on GABA. B6 is what the body uses to make GABA, and then also taurine. So taurine, B6, and green tea, or the active constituent from green tea called L-theanine, that would be a great combination if you don't want to do the straight GABA.
And if you are going to do straight GABA, let's just address that, because GABA is a neurotransmitter that has a calming effect. However, in high doses, it can cause a sense of breathlessness and paresthesia. But what do we talk about, 500 milligrams a gram on an empty stomach first thing in the morning?
Yeah, you know, I would start on the lower dose.
Yeah, because when you get close to the 3-gram mark, that's when the shortness of breath can only last a couple minutes, and the paresthesia in the fingers and hands occurs.
Right, and here's the other side of that. I do think the appropriate dose color for most people would be about a gram, 2 grams a day.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good idea, and I think you would agree that anytime you're dealing with some of these powerful neurotransmitters, you want to start on the low dose, and you're going to see how it affects you over time. I'd start, even if you have to start less than 500, it doesn't really matter. Just start on the lower dose and build it up.
First thing in the morning, would you do it a second time during the day as well?
Well, not at first. I would see how the GABA affects you, because I think, you know, 1 gram for me might be nothing. For somebody else, that can really knock them out. But here's the other thing I like to use with GABA, and that's to increase the glutamate system, which is the excitatory neurotransmitter.
Right.
And that's only if you have to do the higher doses of GABA, say over 2 grams a day.
Right.
You can do a little bit of glutamate, or you could do something like magnesium combined with N-acetylcysteine. That has an effect on the glutamate system, which helps to balance that GABA a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's a way to overcome some of the GABA downfall, or the negative side to it, just if you have to do the higher doses.
Okay.
Of course, and if it gets confusing, you know, all your listeners have to do is call our health advisors. They're trained on all this, and they can help you balance the GABA, the glutamate system.
Can we take a break now and come back and pick up from where you have something important that I have to deliver as part of this parcel right now?
No, I'm just going
to grab my list. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back very, very quickly and pick it up with Dr. Smith. We're talking about how to remedy seasonal affective disorder. This is novel information. I can guarantee you that you can listen to the Today Show, Dr. Oz, and all that you're not going to hear what Dr. Smith is talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Halodrol clones. Turnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnabol takes advantage of the patented liquid bait technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabol. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol Dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLab.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: Dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the other supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The trial formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Bezole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Bezole works in concert with the rest of the trial formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of trial studies had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Trial is available at bodybuilding.com, nutriplanet.com, where final supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
I know it sounds confusing because we just said that favorite things now to balance serotonin levels in the brain.
Is it just to cook with it, or do you have to take a saffron supplement?
You'd have to do a saffron supplement. It turns out saffron has a lot of different compounds in it, and there's two of them. One is called picrosin, and the other one is called safranil. Those two compounds in saffron are really what help to bring up serotonin levels. It turns out, we studied this, it turns out that these components of saffron are basically serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So they have a direct impact on keeping serotonin around a little bit longer in the brain, and that is important. But don't do something like saffron or tryptophan if you're not also doing the GABA, because you just might compound the issue for yourself. So GABA is still number one, and I want everybody to understand that. But low serotonin definitely is playing a little bit of a role here, so we want to bump it up a little bit, just not with those crazy Prozac drugs.
Right.
Because that's going to just go right down into melatonin and cause more of a problem. And we've seen that. Those drugs do not work for SAD or for SAD. The other thing is, too, is consider cortisol. We know a lot of people, go back to my sister, and we were talking about mild cases here. She really didn't have depression, right? It was kind of all over the place. She was truly what Dr. Rosenthal called dysthymia. So cortisol and keeping that in a more healthier range is very important here. And so DHEA, which is a very important hormone to the cortisol system, adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha and amazing thing. Rhodiola, here's my thing with, I like rhodiola, I do, Carl, but I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of people get a little too stimulated with it, especially when you're dealing with somebody maybe with a seasonal affective disorder.
Ashwagandha, on the other hand, is also the one that has telomerase in it, doesn't it? Something, and might as well have something that increases your telomere length.
Yeah, and so ashwagandha, so on the downside of rhodiola, you got the stimulatory effect.
Okay.
So I like the ashwagandha and the American ginseng, not the red ginseng, not the Korean ginseng, but the American ginseng, because they tend to cause less stimulation in people. And I can tell you that, I'm going to go ahead, she's going to probably be mad at me if she's listening to my sister. She tends to be a little bit more on that stressful side when she was having her seasonal affective disorder, and I gave her some rhodiola. This is about 5 years ago, but it actually made things a little bit worse for her. I switched her over to American ginseng, and she loves it, and she still takes that today to help her deal with her kids. So she loves the American ginseng. Okay? So here we got GABA, we got the serotonin system with the saffron, and we got maybe something like DHEA or ashwagandha or American ginseng with the cortisol. Now, the second thing you need to do, now that's the neurotransmitters. This is the key one there, GABA. Now, the second thing we got to do is we also have to look at the systemic hormones. For men, you got to make sure you have a proper testosterone to estrogen ratio. When testosterone drops and estrogen goes up in men, there tends to be more irritability, which can play into a seasonal affective disorder. For women, it's the relationship between the estrogens and the progesterone. When women are estrogen dominant, when they don't have that nice balance, estrogen is very stimulatory to women. It builds everything up for women. It gets them ready for pregnancy, basically. That can lead to a lot more risk or propensity towards seasonal affective disorder. So for some women, maybe it's a combination of GABA, maybe a little tryptophan, and some progesterone cream. That right there, you're balancing the neurotransmitter system and you're balancing the hormonal system. For men, it might be something like GABA, maybe DHEA, and then maybe something to keep estrogen in check, like an aromatase inhibitor. So there's a lot of different combinations here, but the key one for mild cases, without a doubt, in my opinion, will be the GABA. That's going to inhibit that melatonin system. Traditional doctors aren't doing this. They're throwing the SSRIs at this, Carl, and it's not working.
What about for the more severe cases?
Well, for the most severe cases, here's I would do the same thing for the mild. I would balance the neurotransmitter, so you still got the GABA, right? You can still do something like saffron. Two other neurotransmitters that people with the severe cases need to keep in mind, that's going to be the dopamine system and the norepinephrine system. The dopamine system plays a major role in severe cases, and we think things like B vitamins and even ginkgo could be very helpful. And then for the norepinephrine system is the inositol, very important nutrient for the adrenalines that come from the adrenal glands. So first thing I would do for severe cases, GABA, saffron, maybe a little ginkgo, and maybe some inositol. Now, the second thing is the light therapy. I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with this, Carl.
Marginally.
You know about the brain chemistry.
Yeah, marginally.
Yeah, so the light therapy is
dominates the whole tournament.
There you go. So light therapy is based on this idea where if you shine light into the eyes, which is what happens when you get up in the morning, at least if you're below the 35th parallel, that light initiates different chemical reactions in the brain to bring down melatonin so you can get up and out of bed.
Are there any critical wavelengths that have to be
Yes. That's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. The first thing you've got to make sure is most of these things are called light boxes. You can set them up at home. And you need to do about 30 minutes a day, and your light box needs, in general, to be about 25 times brighter than normal room light. So for most people, if you're doing a good full-spectrum light, which is known as a white light, that's going to be between 10,000 and 20,000 what are called luxes. That's the unit of light that we're looking at here. And that's going to be at a wavelength of about 480 to 500, which is the blue-green wavelength of light. Now, with that said, there is some issues. The blue wavelength, the 480 nanometer, that we know blue light is associated with macular degeneration. And so, blue light is very causes a lot of oxidative stress on the retina. So what we're thinking here is that, and there's, I wish there was more research in all this, Carl, but there's not. We're thinking that some of these lights that produce more of a green wavelength, about 500 nanometers, might be safer. But we don't know that for sure. We know that it needs to be the 480 to 500, that's the blue-green, maybe a little closer to the green wavelength, that 500 nanometer. They showed in a study recently that was started in 1995 and has had several publications, and the latest publication was in 2010. What they showed was that it was the green light that decreased melatonin levels the most over the blue light. And using a Hamilton depression rating, that's what we use for all depression studies, they showed that the depression symptoms decreased by 70% in 50% of the subjects. And that's how you measure depression type of studies. You look at what happened to at least half of the subjects because it is a survey type study. And 70% is really almost unheard of even for the drugs. And that was with the green light. So we do think it's the green light. Make sure it's around 10,000 to 20,000 units of light itself. And that's going to give you the best results for bringing down that.
You can buy on the internet a 150-watt. It's called a true daylight full spectrum light bulb. And this is supposed to emulate true daylight. It has every factor of the spectrum in there. What about using something like that?
Maybe for more of the milder cases, Carl. I think that might be okay, but realize that the studies are clearly showing now that that's good that that's a full spectrum light, but the number of light units, the LUX units or the lux units that generates is probably not near the 10,000 to 20,000 units that somebody needs for at least 30 minutes. I mean, if you've ever seen one of these light boxes, they're about the size of maybe if you take a 50-inch TV or maybe a 50-inch TV and you put it up from top to bottom, that's about the size of these light boxes. So they're pretty big. They go into the corner of the house, and that's a lot of light that's generated, around 10,000 to 20,000 units, and you sit in front of that pretty directly for about 30 minutes. So those are the types of light bulbs. I don't know. Maybe the mild cases, but I don't think that's going to do anything for the more severe cases.
Okay.
Yeah. The ones we actually like, I did some research in case some of your listeners want to know. Philips makes probably the best one. It's called the Philips P2 Light Box. It used to be called the Apollo Health Systems, but they sold out to Philips. And the other one is a smaller unit that doesn't generate quite as much light that can be used in mild cases, and that's called Zadro, or Zadro, Z-A-D-R-O. Those two look like they have the highest ratings for these light boxes, Philips and Zadro.
Okay. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you already don't have a subscription to Elia Life Extension Magazine, you're missing out. You can get a free subscription at SimplyRadio.com. Just click the Life Extension Foundation Magazine banner at the bottom right-hand side of the page. You'll call the toll-free number to get a free 6-month subscription. And when we come back, we're going to finish up talking about what you can do to control seasonal affective disorder. This is novel information, folks. Again, not to be here for anyone else, but Super Bowl Radio. Stay tuned. Enhancing supplement, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until you need to build muscles into guard. Into guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy into guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on CNN Radio. We carry all of our daily effects, telling you scientists have got money for you all the time. Best prices on demand. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Pick your chance to bring your order and you won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe at OrbitNutrition.com. Most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The trials on formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the trials on formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Carazole says there's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Trials are available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and where five supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the number one block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl said.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anabolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I'm not sad anymore. Thanks to Dr. Smith. I'm happy to get some data. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, so where do we go? Light therapy. We talked about the light box.
Let's talk about some of the stuff in the future for seasonal affective disorder. Of the subject. really in the future is going to be what's called negative ion or ionization, negative air ionization. This is where there's these machines, instead of light coming on in the morning, these machines pump out charged particles while you sleep, and those charged particles, believe it or not, stimulate on your eyelids and stimulate your the retina, and that does help to keep melatonin in check while you're sleeping. And they showed so far about a 50% reduction in 50% of the subjects of severe symptoms, but the results are very variable because controlling the density of particles coming out at night while you're sleeping, it's hard, so they're working on better machines here. Again, that's called negative air ionization. Last week, Carl, you made fun about people, you know, maybe coming down to Florida or moving maybe Dallas.
It worked
for my sister, but they have done small studies where they took people on vacation, which is two or three vacations to places below the 35th parallel during the winter months, you know, taking a cruise. I know it's tough. It's a tough economy. Not everybody can do that. Taking some GABA and getting some of these light boxes is a lot cheaper. However, taking a couple of vacations to places below the 35th parallel does decrease the severity and how long the seasonal affective disorder does last. So these are some good suggestions. GABA. You know, control the serotonin maybe with tryptophan or saffron. Watch your dopamine system the norepinephrine system with inositol. Watch the dopamine system maybe with some ginkgo and B vitamins. Watch your cortisol with some DHEA. For men, make sure you've got a good balance between testosterone and estrogen. For women, make sure you're not estrogen dominant. Progesterone cream goes a far way here in seasonal affective disorder. Oh, and I did mention this, too, when I was talking about hormones, Carl. Everybody should always check their thyroid, too, right? I mean, if you have low thyroid, and it doesn't cause you problems during the summer, but you get in those winter months, melatonin comes up, that could be the initiating factor for developing some of the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. So make sure your thyroid is optimized.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Cortisol. Is it elevated cortisol or swapped cortisol? It's low in the morning and high in the evening. That is the issue with SAD.
Well, my feeling on this, we don't really know. I actually believe it follows more of an adrenal fatigue type pattern, which means that it's going to be elevated and it's not going to peak and trough like it should. Adrenal fatigue, believe it or not, is when cortisol levels kind of come up and you flatten out the peaks and valleys. Now, if you continue like that, you'll eventually go into adrenal failure in a sense, and that's when cortisol levels drop.
So, could something like phosphatidylserine be used at night before bed in order to try to reestablish normal cortisol level by suppressing them at night in hopes that when you wake up in the morning they'll be elevated?
As a matter of fact, I didn't mention that one, but what I like for adrenal fatigue the most, and I think there's a little tinge of adrenal fatigue here in seasonal affective disorder, the DHEA, as we mentioned,
in the morning,
the ashwagandha or American ginseng, that doesn't really matter as much when you take those, and then believe it or not, the PS caps. The phosphatidylserine, I didn't actually mention that.
Would you take the PS caps in the morning to suppress cortisol, or would you take it in the evening to suppress cortisol?
It depends on the person. Usually I start off with the PS caps in the morning, and just to see how people do with it, and if that doesn't work as well, you can switch to an evening dosing.
Okay.
Everybody's a little bit different. People misunderstand what adrenal fatigue really is, especially how it relates to seasonal affective disorder. People think of adrenal fatigue as either high levels or low levels. And really what it is, Carl, is a loss of control of cortisol, that normal diurnal variation that you see with cortisol.
Uh-huh.
So things like PS caps can work, but you have to figure out how it's best for your system. For some people, it might be in the morning based on what adrenal fatigue is.
You probably should have a cortisol saliva test, which is done four times a day, to establish a rhythm at least.
That would be the ultimate thing to do, but not a lot of people do that. So with that said, you can start in the morning with the PS caps, and then just see how you do with that. You could switch to an evening dose, you know, add an evening dose if you want, based on what your own particular needs are.
Okay.
Cortisol is not as straightforward as people think. It's a diurnal hormone, which means that it makes a lot of changes throughout the day. And based on your propensity to seasonal affective disorder, you can have an adrenal fatigue pattern where it's kind of high and flat, or you can almost have an adrenal failure type picture where it's low and flat. And so it really depends on the person. For
melatonin at night before bed. I only take about 1.5 milligrams before bed. But if I'm suffering from seasonal affective disorder, I probably should eliminate the pre-bedtime melatonin.
Yeah, I would too. I think more of the research is now showing that the melatonin, high melatonin, is the issue because of the low light during the day. So I would suggest, if you believe you suffer from seasonal affective disorder, to hold off on the melatonin and try the GABA in the morning. Maybe just not
You know what? The DHEA and GABA, because DHEA has a reciprocal relationship with melatonin, so possibly supplementing the DHEA first thing in the morning not only can support your adrenals, but it can also prime the pump in reestablishing the appropriate production period for melatonin.
That's a good point. So I like that combination of DHEA and GABA in the morning. I would hold off on the melatonin for a while and just see how the GABA-DHEA combination works for you in the morning. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Great information. Now, you just did a whole seminar on this, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we did not on seasonal affective disorder specifically, but it was more about balancing our transmitters, and I did talk a little bit about the dysthymia syndrome, which I do think seasonal affective disorder is. I agree with Dr. Rosenthal back in the mid-'80s, where he called it a dysthymic disorder, which we know has a lot to do with neurotransmitter imbalances. The only problem is, Carl, is the psychiatrist, they agree that it's a neurotransmitter imbalance, but they're focusing on the wrong one. They're focusing a lot on serotonin. They're throwing the SSRIs at people. That's actually making more melatonin in some of these people and compounding the issue. Instead, you know, I'm not saying you don't focus on serotonin a little bit, but like with the saffron, but the real issue comes down to bringing down that melatonin level. That's why the light therapy works. That's why the GABA works. A combination of a light box with GABA, I think, can have dramatic results for people. Dramatic results.
Let's talk about one other thing before we wrap this up.
Sure.
Life Extension Foundation is a wonderful organization to belong to. What's coming up in the next month's magazine? Can you give us a peek on any topics?
Sure. We have coming up for you, and actually it goes really well with what we just talked about. We wrote an article called The Chemistry of Calm. It's based on a book by Dr. Hannon, and we're going through all these different neurotransmitter imbalances. Now that we are figuring out better ways to test neurotransmitters, which through blood testing, I think we talked about this before, Carl, how I haven't been a real fan of neurotransmitter testing because it's not really reliable.
Right.
We're finding some places that we believe are more reliable, so we have this huge magazine coming out where we're talking about brain chemistry. We're going to start off by talking about the chemistry of calm, how to help people with panic disorders, anxiety disorders, maybe even seasonal affective disorder. And so that's going to be the main focus for the next month or two. Also keep in mind, though, Carl, we talked before about the big supplement that we have here at Life Extension now called Roloquinoline Quinone, BQQ.
I'm taking 40 milligrams a day now as a result of our last show.
Absolutely. And you know what? This has become big for us. We knew it would. Remember, I jokingly kind of say this, but it is true. I know how all of us are going to die, Carl.
Right.
We're going to stop making cell energy. When the mitochondria die, the cell dies. When the cell dies, what happens to you? You die. I mean, it's that simple. There is a direct connection between mitochondrial longevity and overall longevity. And we now have Life Extension, now has all three levels of mitochondrial support. We got the protectors like lipoic acid. We got the enhancers like CoQ10. And now we have the generator. We have the nutrient that probably will be called the next human vitamin, by the way.
Really?
That can actually stimulate your body to make more brand-new, robust mitochondria, and that's PQQ. This is huge for us. It's going to continue. We're going to continue to talk about the merits of PQQ supplementation over this next year for 2011. We're doing helping out some researchers in Europe for the effects of PQQ on memory and dementia. We're really excited about this. If you haven't, if your listeners don't know what I'm talking about, your PQQ.
Right.
I know you have them archived, or they can go to lifeextension.com or LEF.org. You just put in the search box, PQQ, and you'll see all of the articles we have written so far on this incredible, essential Nutrient, which I believe is going to be the next human vitamin.
Excellent. Dr. Smith, I want to thank you for coming on the air today.
Absolutely, Carl. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. And I want to also thank Joe Gaudel for coming on and talking about his new book, Ultimate You. Sorry that Dr. Brooke Callender couldn't make it. We will have her back on at a later date to talk about the hormonal milieus of women. Thank you, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, we'll see you again tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. See you again.